Are you with me? Are you with me? Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principle Policy, and along with me today is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst and very good friend, Chuck Michaelis.
Good to be with you again, as we were together yesterday, and unfortunately we wore ourselves out. That's what we were doing yesterday, so we couldn't record a program last night.
We'll talk about, on tomorrow's program, what was wearing us both out that we couldn't get recording done. But today, I wanted to go back because a couple of days ago, Chuck, we had looked at the issue of the president's evolving position on homosexual pairing, what is commonly referred to as gay marriage, which is neither gay nor marriage, but that's beside the point. So Obama last week throws a bombshell out there. You know, it's historic. It's everything. I've heard it called everything from a historic moment to the end of Christendom. So I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm not sure at what end of the spectrum it really is on. But I will say one thing about it. I don't think he was quite ready to do this. And we talked about that on Monday, that his announcement came on the heels of his vice president and somewhat erstwhile and maybe overzealous mouthpiece, Joe Biden, kind of letting the cat out of the bag, so to speak.
Well, Barry, I saw a great political cartoon that said it all. It showed a skydiver with a line connected into the plane, and on the parachute pack it says Biden, and he's already out of the plane. And standing in the open door with no parachute is Barack Obama, and he looks down and suddenly realizes that the parachute cord is wrapped around his leg.
Yeah, well, I think it's a fairly fitting and fairly astute editorial cartoonist. But that's what happens. And so we're out there, and now the mainstream media is making hay over this historic moment, how wonderfully sensitive and compassionate our president is, and how it's so wonderful that he's now come to this understanding. Well, okay, Chuck, I'm just going to use a word that sums it up. Baloney. He didn't just come to this understanding. Obama has been a supporter of not just same-sex pairings, but almost anything that undermines the basic family unit for as long as he's been in politics. This was just, honestly, he's been trying to hide behind the Justice Department and the, well, we're not going to defend the Defense of Marriage Act. Or behind the military and, well, we need military readiness and we need, you know, so we can't be excluding anybody with don't ask, don't tell. He tried to hide behind all of these, well, false flag operations. When it got right down to it, this is where he's been all along.
Well, exactly.
Some of his largest funders for his 2008 presidential run, those who you would consider what we call bankers, were openly homosexual multimillionaires from Chicago, from San Francisco, from New York City. As a matter of fact, I remember during the 2008 campaign reading articles on these guys and how proud they were to be able to go out and raise money among the homosexual community for Obama because he was their guy. So,
no, absolutely. We're going to, I think, use an illustration that shows just how much this idea of Barack Obama's position evolving. We're going to debunk that.
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody understood what his position was in 2008, anyone who was paying attention. And this idea that he got up there and he thought civil unions would be enough, but they've got to be allowed to get married. Well, okay, we've already debunked the idea that this is gay and this has anything to do with marriage. Marriage has a definition. It's set by God. It's a man, one man, one woman for life. And anything else is counterfeit. Am I willing to walk away from the idea that it's possible to get divorced and marry another man or another woman based on your sex? No, I'm not, because I'm divorced. There are legitimate reasons for that in the Bible. We won't get into that. But the fact is that this is what happens when we walk away from God's idea of what things are. Things become very nebulous, and all of a sudden you have lawyers playing tricks with words, and that's exactly what this is.
Well, and you're right, Chuck.
Yeah, saying that marriage is anything other than one man, one woman for life is essentially spitting in the face of God, and that's the bottom line here. This is where things like radical two kingdoms theology falls flat on its face, because their idea is that man can come to the conclusions and run government with the blessing of God on their own using just reason and natural law. Well, guess what? This is where man's reason applied to the law written on men's hearts falls apart. You have to go with God's definition, not the one you come up on your own and say, well, we're okay to counterfeit this. God doesn't care.
Well, and you know, Chuck, you're right. And it isn't just the President Obama who is, quote unquote, spitting in the face of God over this issue. Our own local paper, the Columbus Dispatch, on Wednesday ran an article by Joanne Viviano that basically was looking at this whole issue from the aspect of the church, because this was in the religion section of the Columbus Dispatch. And honestly, if you think you're looking for true religion in the religion section of the Dispatch, I have some disappointing news for you. You're not going to find it.
Yeah.
What you do find is some of these interesting screeds. And this is one Diana wrote, headlined, Black Pastors Doubt Same-Sex Stand Hurts Obama. And now, Chuck, you want to talk about people spitting in the face of God. And this isn't just black pastors that we're talking about here, but these folks have really, and I'm just going to be blunt about it, I know I'll probably get some hate mail over this, they have no legitimate right to be standing in the pulpit as a preacher of the Word of God with some of the comments that they're making here. She interviewed, and she went to some of probably the more liberal churches in Columbus, because there are others, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But, you know, she went to some of these folks who basically are saying, yeah, gay marriage goes against the Bible, but our president has turned around the country, and so it isn't enough to not support him. The vast majority, and what they're talking about, of the black community, because in many black communities, the church is the central institution. Unlike, I have to say, you know, to our chagrin, Chuck, in the Anglo community, the church is not the central institution anymore.
Oh, no, my gosh.
It should be. It should be, but it's not. But in the African-American community, by and large, the church is still the central social institution in the community. So these pastors, the Reverend Harold Hudson here of Calvary Tremont Missionary Baptist, and the Reverend Victor Davis of Trinity Baptist Church, who were both interviewed by Viviano, are leading their flocks astray, because it's, you know, the vast majority, this is the Reverend Hudson saying, the vast majority will still support him based on what he's done as president. In other words, it's almost the old Clinton line. Well, it's the economy, stupid.
Right.
What he's done. Well, yeah, let's look at what he's done in the economy, but we don't have enough time on this program today to go into all that.
We've done that before.
Visit our archives if you want to hear more about what we think about what Obama's done for our economy. But then you've got this Reverend Victor Davis, who's the pastor at Trinity Baptist, and he says, and his quote, and Chuck, this is the one that just kind of, I sat there and said, you know, we're in deep trouble when pastors are doing this. He's like, there's so many other issues that for me are greater concerns than the way a person chooses to live their lifestyle. Well, isn't that what Christianity and the faith is all about? And that is conforming your life to Christ.
Yeah,
to living a life of righteousness and holiness before God, setting as a witness, as an example of his sacrifice for us. But there are other more important issues. And he cited health care, poverty, education costs, affordable housing, and unemployment. So, yes, Charles, did you know that affordable housing is more important to pastors than living the Christian walk?
Well, Barry, this is a perfect example of progressive Christianity, which has nothing to do with progress and has next to nothing to do with Christianity. And when I say next to nothing, they basically build it around someone named Jesus Christ who is not Jesus Christ of the Bible. It's this vague Jesus Christ. This is becoming the first church of Jesus Christ socialist.
Mm-hmm.
And this is exactly what they're talking about.
Creating
heaven on earth through the church.
Well, and let's make sure that our listeners understand clearly, we're not just picking on the black church.
No.
Okay? This is an indictment of the church as a whole. I don't care what denomination it is. I don't care what flavor it is. I don't care what your ethnic mix in your church is. There are strains of liberalism that are pervading the church and drawing the church, and that's us believers, away from the central message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we are sinners by the sin of our father Adam, who are estranged from God and can only be reconciled to him by the vicarious substitutionary atonement of Jesus Christ and his blood covering those sins. That's what it's about. It isn't about whether we feel good about our lifestyles or not, or whether we've got nice housing, or whether or not we've got adequate health care, subjectively defined. That's what it's about in the church. It's about equipping the saints to go out and minister to people so that they can address those issues. But,
well, exactly, yeah.
But if the church is not focusing on that central message, they're not focusing on the fundamental. And no, I'm not a fundamentalist, okay? But
right.
If they're not focusing on the fundamental, they're not going to get any of the rest of it right. And some of these quotes from some of these pastors is pointing to me full well how many of them are not getting it.
Well, take for instance, essentially to prove that this is social and political gospel and not actual gospel, you pointed this out to me, the Reverend Susan K. Smith of the Advent United Church of Christ on the northeast side. I have no idea the ethnic makeup of her church. Northeast side could be anything. It could be a mix. It could be just any kind of racial group you want to say. So to say that it's all black pastors, that we're cutting on all black pastors, we have no idea what the skin color is of the Reverend Susan K. Smith. We do know her theology, however. When she says things like, her members have embraced the gay community, not without some difficulty at times, and that increasingly people agree with Obama's stance. Well, that's true. People do increasingly agree with Obama's stance, and that is because they're being bullied into agreeing with that stance. Anyone who takes a stand against Obama's stance is automatically labeled a bigot, a bully, a horrible person, and nobody wants to be that. So this is emotional and political blackmail and also religious blackmail at this point.
Well, and the point is, Chuck, the reason why our own local lovely paper, The Columbus Disgrace, is doing this is because earlier this week, on Monday, there were numerous news articles, if you know where to look, and one of the places we looked was in the Christian Post, their online website. In their North America section, they had a fairly interesting article written by Angra Kumar that headlined, Black Pastors Speak Out on Obama's Gay Marriage Stance. Hey, sounds just like what our friend Joanne Viviano was writing about on Wednesday. But this one has a little bit different flavor, Charles, because this one, after President Obama's announcement last week, they interviewed some pastors like the Reverend Emmett Burns, who is a black pastor in Baltimore, Maryland, who publicly, in an event on Sunday at his church, publicly withdrew support from Obama over his support for same-sex marriage. And he said, I love the president, but I cannot support what he's done. And Burns was quoted as saying that Obama's stance would lead to his defeat in November. And what's happening is that's a pastor who's not afraid to stand up and say, God's word says this. The president says that. This and that don't match. This, God's word, is supreme. That's what it's about, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
That is exactly what it's about. Who is going to be God? Is it going to be the God of the Bible who reveals himself clearly and has given us his word that is without ambiguity, especially on this matter? Or is it going to be Barack Hussein Obama, who has evolved into a stance that he was taking without saying so even before he was elected as president, and now is coming out in the face of what is traditionally, in his own ethnic communities, the central institution, the central social institution around the families is the black church. And he's going right at the
And I have to interrupt you. One thing I will say along that line, go back and look at Reverend Susan K. Smith, and what she is basically saying is that the God in this case is the weight of public opinion. We are out of time, Barry. We're going to have to come back and complete what we plan on doing tomorrow. So join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.